1061 The Corner and music by Donovan Frankenreiter, Life, Love, and Laughter. And it is 855, 35 degrees. We're going to see high temps today near 56 and sunny. Well, it is a pleasure to welcome back Mr. Dave Norris, Mayor and reelected Councilman Norris.
That's right. It's great to be back with you, Brad.
Yes.
You know, the dirty little secret is that the only reason I ran for reelection to city council is just so I could come back on your show every Thursday morning.
Nice.
And
talk
about current events and play some songs.
And why wouldn't you? This is quite a forum. I mean,
absolutely,
really.
Absolutely.
So,
and you got this great new technology, and you guys are moving up in the world here at the corner.
It's pretty neat. Mayor Norris hasn't been here since we moved into the tiny little closet studio. We still have bands coming in here, despite the smaller space,
where.
Though. I know.
This is worse than trying to squeeze a band into the Blue Moon Diner.
Right.
And I remember I saw a band there once, and the guy, he's like, he's joking about his elbows like dipping into the deep fat fryer, you know. But
yeah, and then we're doing some extensive renovations here, and our studio is going to end up being like double the size it used to be. So
in the end,
it's going to be great.
That's great.
I wanted to get. I was most excited now that you're legally allowed back onto the air here. I wanted to get election recap and your reaction to what happened on Tuesday.
Sure. Well, it was for me. It was a mixed bundle of emotions, really, because on the local level, the race that I was personally involved in, the turnout was very gratifying.
Mm-hmm.
The city council election and the sheriff election, we had a couple of people, myself, Kristen Sakis as a city council candidate, and James Brown as a sheriff candidate who ran as a ticket for the general election. And, you know, I really got to know and like Kristen and James so much during that campaign. And you never know what's going to happen on these local races, but all three of us came out ahead on Tuesday night,
mm-hmm.
and that was very gratifying personally, and also I think I took it as a sign that the voters like the ideas that we put forth and want to see us continue to move in that direction. So on the other hand, I was strongly supporting some candidates Tuesday who didn't win, and
mm-hmm.
that's the nature of democracy. You know, sometimes your people don't win, but you still move forward as one commonwealth, as one city. And I extend my congratulations to Governor-elect McDonnell and the other candidates, the other individuals who mm-hmm. ran for office, who will now be serving our community, serving our state, and it'll be an interesting 4 years. So.
What do you think this means? A lot of people nationally were watching Virginia, in particular on the governor's race, and with the Republican sweep in those top three mm-hmm. offices there.
Right. Well, what it means is that the Democratic base was not mobilized, was not energized nearly to the extent that they were in 2008. And, you know, it's I think it was easier to get people enthusiastic about a candidate like Barack Obama. A lot of young people came out who had never voted before. A lot of people just across the spectrum came out who wouldn't normally come out necessarily. And this year, the Republicans did a better job at mobilizing their base.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a mini tidal wave, if you will, if you look at the races in New Jersey and Virginia. However, it certainly wasn't uniform. I mean, some of the races went the other way. There was a very high-profile congressional election up in New York State.
Mm-hmm.
It's been held by the Republican Party, that seat, for over 100 years. The first time in over 100 years, that maybe over 150 years, if I remember, where a Democrat won that seat.
Right.
So it certainly wasn't, you can't look at this election and say, oh, this was a referendum on Obama and Obama came out, on the losing side. I think you just have to look at the trends. Right now, the trend in Virginia, at least, is, there's a lot of anxiety out there in this state, still a lot of concern about the nature of the health of the economy. And, people voted for the candidate they felt like was going to do the most for moving this economy forward.
Do you have any immediate reaction to some of the outlying races outside of City of Charlottesville, of the county?
Yeah, I think they were caught up in that same mini tidal wave, if you were. And there were some good friends of mine who ran and lost, and that's always disappointing. But David Slutsky, who I think has served the Albemarle County very well, he can be a little bit out there in terms of putting forth some bold ideas, but it's always because it's always out of an interest to out of his desire to improve life for his residents, his constituents, and make Albemarle County a better place. He did not win on Tuesday night. He was defeated by Rodney Thomas, Republican opponent. Madison Cummings ran a good race out in the Samuel Miller district in Albemarle County, was also defeated by Dwayne Snow, who's, you know, a lot of people have known Dwayne Snow for many years through the Snow's Garden Center. And,
sure, right.
You know, and, you know, you got a trusted native Albemarlean, I don't know how you pronounce that, but
right.
Who did a good job in his campaign, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm looking forward to working with all the new county supervisors and returning county supervisors. And as I've said all along, we always get a lot more done in this for the city and the county when we work together, mm-hmm. rather than being at each other's throats. And I hope that's the spirit in which we'll continue to proceed.
We're talking with Mayor Dave Norris. He is back on the air for Mornings with the Mayor on Thursdays here on 106.1 The Corner. And there's a couple of topics we'll talk about after your first song pick
sure,
of the
sure.
day.
All right.
And what did you bring in here today?
Well, you know, I had to go back to my own roots in Charlottesville. When I first moved to Charlottesville, started getting involved in Charlottesville, there's a guy who was playing a lot of folk music in town who I became friends with, and this is a good tune by Danny Schmidt from Live at the Prism Coffee House called Three Chords.
...1061 The Corner, WCNR, Keswick, Charlottesville.
WCNR HD, Keswick, Charlottesville.
1061 The Corner.
This is 106.1 The Corner, and that was Danny Schmidt, as selected by Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris, and a song off of Live at the Prism Coffee Shop?
Prism Coffee House, yeah.
Prism Coffee House,
right,
which I think shut down right before The Corner came on, or right as...
It's been a few years,
It's
a great venue, a lot of good folk music over the years.
And we should acknowledge we're almost certain that it's Joya Wood,
you know, I was
female.
At that concert, and Joya was on stage for a number of songs with Danny, and I don't exactly remember if that's one that she was on stage for, but I'm pretty sure that it was
Joya
Wood.
She's great, though. We've had her in the Corner Lounge before as well, and Danny Schmidt, for that matter, who now is, what, Austin,
he's
Texas?
He's back home in Austin, but he still swings through every now and then, mm-hmm. and just a great guy and a talented musician, and I used to play soccer with Danny's. A lot of fun guy.
Oh, nice. Very cool. Well, Mayor Norris is here. He is back on the air for our Thursday morning segment. And now, right before Election Day, you had a Monday council meeting where a few things happened,
yeah,
right?
It's been a busy week. It really has been a busy week. Led off the council meeting with a discussion about this our sister city program, and mm-hmm. I remember I was doing this show with you when I took a little break and went out to visit Ghana in West Africa,
mm-hmm.
And thanks to the generosity of our friends in the Dave Matthews Band, they sponsored a delegation from Charlottesville to go check out this university town in Ghana called Winneba, and to explore the idea of creating a sister city partnership with Winneba, where we can have exchanges from people from Charlottesville, not just government officials, but citizens, youth, business owners, artists, musicians, et cetera, could travel back and forth between our two countries, between our two cities, and expand each other's horizons. And that trip went fabulously well. Then we have this, we have a sister city commission here in Charlottesville, which has guidelines for authorizing new sister cities. We put together a proposal for Winneba to be adopted as our fourth sister city, mm-hmm. the first one outside of Europe. There are parts of the world outside of Europe.
Right, that's true.
And Monday night we had the presentation of this proposal. The Sister City Commission approved it, recommended it to council, then council voted on it Monday night. We showed a video that had been made by a young man from the Lighthouse Studio who accompanied us on the trip with his Lighthouse mentor. They did a great little documentary about Winneba and people of Winneba, and we showed that at the city council meeting, had a public hearing. 100% of the speakers were in favor of the idea. It was a great discussion. There's great potential, and I'm pleased to say it passed unanimously on city council. So now, and in fact, we had a surprise guest on Monday night. The chair of the Sister City Commission in Winneba traveled to Charlottesville. He actually has some relatives in Virginia, and he came all the way here to be with us Monday night. I didn't know he was going to be there, and he's a wonderful guy. He's one of the I can go on, but he has a showed up at our city council meeting, and that was great to have him there. So there's a lot of potential, and I hope many of your listeners at some point or other may be able to participate, whether in participating in a program that's put on by a delegation from Winneba, or maybe themselves be able to go visit Winneba and experience life in Ghana.
Yeah, exciting news. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's very cool.
And what was with the city parkland expansion on Monday?
Yeah, so that was, as I said, a very busy council meeting, very busy day. We announced also the largest expansion of city parkland since 1987. And in fact, it was the largest donation, private donation of city parkland since 1974. You know, we've talked a lot about, you know, the value that that green space provides to a community, that parks provide to a community. There's so many benefits that a community gets from preserving and expanding parkland and green space. So it was wonderful to be able to receive this donation. It was an acre and a half over at Forest Hills Park, adjacent to Forest Hills Park. Cool. It's going to expand that particular city park by 20%, and includes a trail connection to the Rivanna Greenbelt Trail System. It's a beautiful piece of forested land. Southern Development donated it to the people of Charlottesville, and it was just a nice gesture on their part, and it's one of a series now of parkland acquisition and parkland expansion opportunities that we're going to be announcing over the coming months to move beyond just sort of paying lip service to the idea of expanding green space, and we're actually doing it.
Very exciting, yes. Yeah. And then there's this event tomorrow, the Social Justice Bowl.
Right. Virginia Organizing Project every year has this wonderful event. It's at Westminster Presbyterian Church over on Rugby Road. It starts at 6 o'clock. I think it goes to 6 to 8 p.m. And basically what they do is they have local artisans, people who do pottery, who donate a whole variety of beautiful bowls that they make, handmade bowls by local artists that are donated. And what you do is you buy a ticket to this event, and then when you get there, you get to choose, you get to pick. They have all these bowls spread out on all these tables. They're beautiful bowls.
Huh.
And you pick one that you want, and you know, you get your bowl, and then you go fill it up with this. They have really tasty soup there. And you go fill it up with soup, and you sit down, and you eat soup, and you mingle with all the other cool people that are there. And all the proceeds go to Virginia Organizing Project, which is a statewide organization that we're blessed to have headquartered here in Charlottesville. And they work on social justice issues all over the state of Virginia. And if you want more information, I think it's just virginia-organizing.org.
Okay.
To find out more information. It's always a fun time, and people should come check it out. And you get a great little bowl out of it.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I've never heard of a fundraiser quite like that.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Huh. There's always something exciting going on in Charlottesville.
That's absolutely right, Brian.
And then finally, I just wanted to acknowledge the kickoff of the 22nd annual Virginia Film Festival.
Absolutely. Another cool event here in Charlottesville. The city's we've long sponsored this event. University of Virginia, obviously, is a big player in that event. And it's just a big community event in general. And we've got people coming in from all over the state and beyond to participate in the film festival. I've been so busy this week, I haven't sat down to figure out which films I'm going to be able to catch, but I know there's a good variety of them.
Yeah.
And what's the web address? Do you have that?
It's linked right through 1061thecorner.com. In fact, I think it's just vafilm.org or .com, maybe.
That sounds right. Just go to 106.1 or 1061
thecorner.com. And that's also, by the way, where you can submit a question for Mayor Norris to address on the air next week as well.
I'll do my best to answer any question that comes our way. So.
And happy to have you back, and congratulations on your successful re-election campaign.
Well, thank you, Brad. It's great to be back, and I look forward to coming back each Thursday morning.
And your second pick, musically, we also let you take over the music on the station
right.
each week. And what do you have for your next song?
This is a little Janis Joplin from her greatest hits album called Cry Baby.
As selected by Mayor Dave Norris, I'm 106.1 The Corner.